see it in the movies and the paper and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to Watching for Jesus program today. My name is Thomas Gamble. I'm getting all choked up. Oh, such a weekend. And to come back here, it just makes me so glad and happy. I get all choked up inside. Family, today we're going to talk about what's behind all the news. Talking about one piece of news like Bundy Ranch, man, is a waste of a whole hour. Come on now. Because all this is conglomerated into actually one big conspiracy. Truly, it is. And all these little things out there to keep you all just busy and tied up like little busy bees. Every bit of it is. Family, when are people going to realize this news is controlled by the Council of Foreign Relations? I say it over and over and over. Is prescripted like a TV. That's the reality of it. You have no friendlies in the news today. None. Your Hannitys and Limbaughs and Becks and all these guys are paid to lie. They're paid to give you 80% truth and 20% distraction away from the true instigators, which are the Knights of Columbus, Knights of Malta, Freemasons, Jesuits that are murderers in the Vatican Church, the Illuminati families, which consist of Italian Aldo Brandini, Farnese, Chagi, Gaetana. These are not Jews. Hello. You got 13 inside Illuminati families that are Roman, and they are wealthy. The outside, before he is turned on the other side, Springmeier talks about the Rothschilds, the Bundys. Illuminati, a Lee family, a Chinese. Chinese aren't Jews. Hello. The L.I. family, Lee family, L.I. in China? Oh, I know, you got DuPont and Rothschilds, and yeah, I already said that, then the Reynolds and Collins and all so forth. Those are the ones you're supposed to know about. The ones you very few know about, John Coleman, who's CIA, of course, or MI5, MI6. See, they have to tell you the truth. They have to tell you the truth. But they do it in such a way that the 90% American population, European population, don't even have no idea. They know there's conspiracy theorists out there, so they use us to get their word out, and they just tell you partial. Then the others, like Alex Jones and the rest of them, they act crazy, nutty, and so you are associated with their behavior. Therefore, it's fictionalized, sensationalized, and it mitigates what you're trying to tell people for true. That's how they do it. You control the opposition. It's real simple. It's like a wolf dressed up like a pig coming inside the pig shack saying, "Hello, I'm a pig. What's that big snout for? Oh, the more to eat you with." "Really, I was born this way," the wolf would say. "I'm a mutated pig. Come inside here. Don't pay no attention to my snout. Don't I look like y'all? Well, shut up then." Yeah, well. Family, it's a serious business going on today. A serious deception. It's happening. I mean, just, I don't know, it just torques my jaw to see it all take place. And people, there are people legitimately scared. They're starting to see, well, there's something to the supernatural after all. So there's one of several ways it goes. People start coming over to the side to start seeking the supernatural realm. I know, hunting for their spirituality. And the others just get mad and walk away. Curse the God they don't believe in. How do you do that? How do you curse a God you don't even believe in? If he doesn't exist in your mind, why do you even bother to curse him? Oh. How do you have an atheist? How do you have a God in God is dead meeting when you don't believe in God? Why do you attend the meeting? Yeah, how about that? And you notice there's an effort to go after, even by Christians like Rob Sheba and Springmeyer, anti-King James. Well, how come you don't have anti-NIV or anti-ESV or anti-Your Book of Urantia, anti-Buddha? You know, why is that? Huh? You ever thought about that? Oh, it's what the Christians say. Oh, he's a King James only freak, cult group. King James only cult group. That's pathetic. That shows you that you're afraid of it. Why? So what? Well, he's an NIV occult group, so we're all divided. Over here on the left, you got the NIV cult groups. Get over there. You get over there. See the NIV? Get over there. Okay, we have ESV. You guys back there. King James. Oh, you guys. Bad, bad, bad. And then you got the New American Standard Bible. You all get over there. Why just King James only is put out among all of them? Ever wonder about that? How about that? Well, I'll tell you why. Because that book is powerful. Why? Because the Holy Spirit convicts. And it makes you run away or go to it. Supernatural. You know supernatural? They're supernatural. I'm dedicated to broadcast, and we got a lot to talk about. That would be something to say, wouldn't it? If I had a broadcast, I'd say, we don't have anything to talk about. Okay, I'm going to play some music. It wouldn't work, would it? Yeah, I'm one of those moods this week. Lots going on. Lots going on. And I just sense, maybe you all do too, that we have a short time till something else happens. Whatever something else is, it's like they have a grab bag or a fish bowl that's got these little pieces of paper in it, and they pull something out. Oh, we're going to talk about Fukushima this week. Okay, let's get out in the street and talk about Fukushima. What's it going to be next week? Well, asteroids falling. Okay, what's the next? Oh, Putin does this and that. Putin and Obama and the Vatican, they all work together. You understand that? behind. It's like two divorce lawyers. One on one side, one on the other. One on the man's side, one on the woman. Well, I can't say that anymore. Can't one on the man's side, one on the man's side, woman's side, one on the woman's side. Yeah, I can't say that anymore. It's not man and woman. It's woman, woman, man, man. And whatever gender, something over there versus it's getting confusing. So, the two divorce lawyers, whatever side it is, just divorcing from the other, and I put it like that. They act like they're against each other. They yell at each other in court, and they make tent in the, you know, in the courtroom and all that stuff. And then when the husband, wife, whatever, okay, I'll stop. Go away and go back to their homes. The two lawyers go have a drink at the pub or something and slap each other on the back and make a deal. That's how it works in real life, in the Council of Foreign Relations and the Democrats, Republicans, or Freemasons and Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, blah, blah, blah. That's how it really works in real life. Because there's one agenda, that's to make the North American continent the new Atlantis. That's for Freemasons at the highest level, believing that they're going to be the next saints. And they'll be the saints of the, they'll live forever. They'll be like Superman. This is what's really going on. Well, I got news for them. They're going to be murdered. Every one of them will be killed. I'm not joking. I'm not being sensational. The plan of the Illuminati, the Great White Brotherhood, is to kill every Freemason, not only in the United States, but also in the world, once they have total control. It will happen. I promise you. It will happen. It's in the Bible. Psalms 34:21, but let's go beyond that because some of you don't believe the Bible. So their own planning process and the protocols of the learned elders of Zion. Chapter 15, Roman numeral XNV, X-ray Victor. It says specifically right there, and they mean it and they will do it. It's already started happening with the bankers, with those that they don't want around anymore, and the others that they want around, they make them die, but they don't really die. They assume another name and go live somewhere else. It's a mixture of dead and those who are protecting. It says in there, those who know too much, they will kill. It's going to happen. But they want to use you in the secrets until that time comes. This is a super war that we're in. That's the bottom line. I'm dedicated to broadcast, and we got a whole slew of things to talk about. When you can, go into TalkStream Live and come through there as an entry point, and it takes you right back to my website. Or you can just hit that little green bar and listen if you want, or go to my website by hitting a picture. And it sort of lets me know where we sit as far as the other talk shows and whatever. Some of an idea, that's all I get for it. Just to make sure people are listening, I guess. I don't know. I'm very passionate about what I do. I don't want to ever become lackadaisical that I think I know a lot about it. Because every time I think, well, I got this, and I understand this. I get fooled every time. Because this thing is so immensely organized. Family, it goes back to Adam and Eve, literally. The battle of Ishmael and Jacob, the tribe of Dan, the fallen angels, the sons of God of the Old Testament, Satan being kicked out. All this is what's really going on. Bundy, that's nothing, man. That's the grain of sand in history. It's absolutely nothing. Do they use these as a springboard for legislation or for justification or false flag? Sure they do. But notice it comes and goes. Notice that. It's here today and gone tomorrow. Now Bundy's what? He's a racist now. They you know, so you got to keep it going, man. Keep stoking that fire, brother. Keep it in. Keep that food going. Keep that going. Now we got what's his name? Scalawager. Who is it? Sterling. Commissioner Hans is somewhat. It's all on the news. He's a racist. You got to keep that racial card in the air. That's all that is. To keep the races against each other so you can't come together. And everybody buys off on it, hook, line, and sinker. Every decade, it's something in it. When are people going to wise up? Well, now you know why the Great Tribulation is coming. Now, that's going to wake up a whole lot of people. It's going to snap you out of this matrix that you're stuck in. And the soap operas that go on TV and the little golf game you see when you drive to Hilton Head, you know, that little old white ball that drops that little old hole. And the tournaments you go to that you need a pair of binoculars to even see who's hitting the ball. That's fun, isn't it? Yeah. In the meantime, are you studying the Word of God? No. Do you know what's going on in the world? No. That's exactly what all this is about, to keep you all busy. And it works perfectly. Enjoy it. And don't complain. When we go to a socialist nation, well, actually, I should say, when the socialist nation becomes public, it's always been. Oh, I got the evidence, family. Oh, please challenge it. Please. FDR confirms it March 4th, 1939. We've never had a democracy in our history and never will because they'll see to it. It's never done. Words to the effect, that's what he says in a quote behind closed doors. To hell with the American people as far as the democracy is concerned. Does not exist. It never did. And we see to it that never will. Unquote. FDR, March 4th, 1939. In front of three congressional committees, and the eyewitness was Senator Lundeen, who put in his diary this and gave it to William G. Carr, that put it into a book that's not well known, Red Fog Over America, William G. Carr, 1955, slam dunk. That's the real FDR. That's the real Carter, the real Reagan, the real Nixon. They're all a bunch of ragbags and a bunch of traitors. I'm sorry, but they are proven over and over and over. They all work together in this bloodline agenda to make America a dictatorship. I'm going to talk about that this week and show you has come true. A 250-year process taking 8 steps. For the black Americans, it started in 1712. And they, listen, 1712, they planned a 250-year cycle with 8 steps that ended exactly in 1960. The civil rights movement was planned almost 250 years before it ever happened. It was planned, you understand. People have no idea about how this really works. And the funny part is, it's with evidence, too, can prove it. Denial don't change a darn thing. We all have been in this fog. All of us. Oh, me included, of course. I didn't come out of it till 2006, really. 1999, I knew something wasn't right. I didn't really know what. I just raised a lot of cane and caused a lot of trouble, which is what I do. It's not good for job continuity, but, I got to live with myself. And I ain't backing down for nobody. It ain't going to happen. I'll die first. That's the way I see it. Ain't backing down. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. Lord, we come today before you in prayer. We pray to you, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you for your Son who died on the cross for our sins. Father, we come before you. We bring before you our own sins, and we repent of those, Father. Those that do, that lay them before you, that, Father, they speak out these sins to you individually. Father, we pray that you, your promises, that you'll listen to these prayers, forgive those sins, and give them rest. Father, we pray for our loved ones. And, Father, sometimes I know they're targeted. That, Father, you'll spread the blood of Jesus around them and protect them from these attacks and interruptions. and being used. And Lord, give them peace and rest and healing to bring families together. We pray specifically, Lord, we pray for this Tanya Ruiz, who's 3 years old, and taken on Monday morning, that, Lord, that you'll have her show up, that, Father, somehow they'll be released. And, Father, and all these children that have been identified for these sacrifices, that, Lord, that you release them too. Father, we know there's like 1 million children missing every year. We know that 700,000 are unidentified, and the other 300,000 are identified in one way or another. But, Father, these others we know are being used for nefarious reasons. And, Father, we call upon you with your Holy Spirit to get these children released, to protect them, Lord, or bring them home to you. Give them comfort and rest. Give the families comfort and rest, and use these tragedies, Father, to bring people together. We pray for the victims of that ferry that tipped over. Lord, we know that was a sacrifice. But, Father, we pray that this tragedy can bring people together and seek the true name of Jesus. That all these tragedies being happening, that, Lord, you'll use us in your ministry, that, Lord, to bring people to you. For them we pray. Father, we pray for returning veterans. Father, we know these suicides are being orchestrated. And somehow, Father, to bring out whistleblowers to identify this, to somehow expose this satanic trap about these orchestrated suicides and these murders by the Illuminati families and governments, that, Lord, you'll expose it for what it really is. We call upon you, Father, to find those preachers and rabbis and priests that will pull away from these churches and start preaching the truth out of the King James Bible and start preaching the true gospel. Father, we pray for that. Father, we pray that you break down the protection of these fallen angels and expose them for who and what they are. And Father, that's why we pray in this way. And we pray, Father, in the name of your Son, Jesus. And we plead that precious, uncorruptible blood of Jesus over myself, over all of us, over our families, and everything that belongs to us, Lord. And we ask you for giant warrior angels and those to be loose from heaven and surround and protect us, Lord. And as your war club and weapons of war, to break down, undam, and blow up all walls of protection around all witches, these warlocks, these wizards, Satanists, and all the like. And we break the power of all, we ask, Father, that the Holy Spirit to break the power of all curses, these hexes, these vexes, spells and charms, the fetishes, the psychic prayers, the psychic thought, and all witchcraft, the sorcery, the magic, the voodoo, and all mind control, these jinxes, potions, bewitchments, the death and destruction that they cause, the sickness and pain, the torment, the psychic power, the psychic warfare, and the prayer chains to be all broken up, and everything else being sent my way, our family members' way, or those listening, Father, that you return that evil back to the demons and the demons and the senders right now, back to them, in sevenfold, and bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And, Father, we pray that these lost souls that's left will find the light of your Son, Jesus, and that their own snares and their traps have been set against themselves. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, to loose them from all mind control of Satan. And, Father, we ask you that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts and this to serve as a guide to your Son, Jesus, and they may be set free from these bondages of Satan. And, Father, we do ask that those angels that come, that, Lord, and ourselves, that we pray on that belt of truth and buckled around our waist, and we pray on the breastplate of righteousness that protect us from the inside and our spirit and our soul. We pray on the gospel shoes of peace to stand in the shoes of your good news and on the firm foundation of Jesus Christ. And, Father, we pray on and pray the shield of faith in our hands now. And we take up that shield and ask you that it'll extinguish every dart and arrow that's launched from the enemy that takes us down spiritually, physically, mentally, or emotionally. And, Lord, we pray on that helmet of salvation. They'll protect our minds from these thoughts that can lead us astray. And finally, Lord, we take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of Almighty God, Father of the King James Bible. And we pray this offensive weapon in our hand and ask that your word would be fitted for every encounter we face and to write it upon our hearts, Lord. And in these things we pray, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the power, the glory, forever. Amen. Family, an M16 ain't going to get it. You're going to run out of ammunition. It's not going to happen. There's no army can stop this. It's impossible. It's not even possible. Mankind won't figure this out probably till it's too late. And then they'll be on their knees because they'll see the Savior come. Just pray it's not too late for you, because that's what's going to happen. But there's a lot to happen before then, and Satan knows it. You see, it's a double-edged sword, you understand. No pun intended, of course. But it is a supernatural war that we're fighting. That's all it is, supernatural. It's all supernatural. And it's Satan using the minions, secret societies, to bring forth his agenda. If you think that any human family, any human today is in charge of this entire conspiracy, man, I tell you what, I got a printer right here. I got one of those Microsoft programs. I can print you up a certificates of oceanfront property in Arizona, and I'll sell them to you. Because you'd probably buy it if you believe that this is a natural born conspiracy, because it's not. It's impossible. Absolutely impossible. Now, today I'm going to talk about the fallen angels, and this week I'm going to integrate it into who they really are throughout this week, off and on. I'm going to talk about the news. And when I talk about the news all this week, you know, with my newsletters I use, I give you background, and sometimes my regular listeners will hear the same background I've given before. But what I do is I give it as quickly as I can to show you where the new piece of information fits. Otherwise, if I just tell you, blurt out some conspiracy plan, and you're going to say, where does that fit in the scheme of things? What is that talking about? You know, well, I plan it up to show you where it all fits, as it does. My website, watchmanforjesus.com, you'll find a timeline that I made up about 6 years ago or so. When I started really, when I got out of government contracting and anti-terrorism and all that sort of thing, and realized about this conspiracy. Then I was on guest on shows, and then before I knew it, I had a broadcast network and so forth, long story short. I started really getting into it, and things started coming to me, et cetera, et cetera. And so I said, man, this is too much. So I said, okay, so I put up a timeline to put everything in perspective so I could see where things fit. Oh, it was amazing what I started finding out. I'm sure you all have things as well, but for me only, for my own thoughts, to me it was mind-boggling. So I had to put it on a timeline, which I have on my website. It's just there. Just go there, and there it is. Just read it, do it, whatever. But you better not put it in no book and sell it, because I don't, you don't. But it's there. And I have a few other studies that I put up, but it has a lot of information there. And so if you use that as a guide and then do your own research, you're going to be quite busy. But right now, I believe the most important research you can do is not getting into this ooh-ah-wow Jesuit, Freemason, Nephilim, all this stuff, is get right with Jesus Christ. The rest of it will take care of itself. Man, you don't have the time, really, to spend 5 years now of your life researching this new world order and all that stuff. Time is short. and getting your soul right first is the most important thing. And now it's getting close to prayer and fasting time because the demons are coming out. These so-called scary movies with vampires and all that kind of stuff, family, what we're seeing there are demons. They're real. They fictionalized it, made it look like scary, ooh, fiction, whatever, but no, this, a lot of this is real. They can take shapes. The supernatural. I mean, come on now. If y'all go to church at all, now if you're an atheist, yeah, you know, you're wanting the secular knowledge, right? Well, I've got that too. But if you go to church, see, it's where the preachers are failing in their job. Rabbis are failing in their job. And the priest, oh, do I have to tell you about that? You got to be kidding me. And the Pope, he's out there in Wild Blue Yonder. He's a Jesuit. He is a Jesuit. All three of them are Jesuits. All three popes are Jesuits. All three popes are Jesuits. The white pope, the black pope, and what do you get when you mix black and white? Get gray. And the gray pope is a controller. His last name is Orsini. Pepe Orsini. Pepe Orsini is a bloodline, Rh negative, copper-based bloodline, DNA. Let's get down to it. Orsini family, the insider 13 Illuminati families. Bloodline, carrying a special gene. Goes back to the pharaohs of Egypt. Hybrid, the fallen angels and mankind come together. I don't like to mince words. And these billionaire families are nothing more than mere servants and slaves of the fallen angels and Lucifer, who is real. Lucifer, Satan, is real. Freemasons, they're lying to people, saying that Lucifer and Satan are separate. The Wicca are deceived into thinking that Lucifer and Satan are separate. Now, if you listen to my broadcast on a regular basis, sometimes you may have to jot down some things I say if you're really interested. And then you go search it yourself. Always yourself. Do not take what I say as gospel. You need to research it yourself. Find three or more sources to confirm or deny, whichever. Never take anybody, one person, nobody's word, only one person. Never. Never. Always three or more. And you search it out. Don't get lazy. Get working. Because he says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Well, don't have a lack of knowledge. Now, I'm going to start off with the news and tell you what's behind it. And then we're going to maneuver right on into the fallen angels, and we'll talk about those this week. And I suspect this may be part one. Because there's quite a bit. A great deception is coming to mankind based on this fallen angel alien lie. There's no aliens out there. Pope should learn something here. There are no aliens, Billy Graham. There are no aliens. There's no other planet with life on it. There are planets out there that have fallen angels on it, though. It's a supernatural world outside of the Van Allen Belt. Nothing flesh of any kind is going to survive out there in that radioactivity that's immense. But supernatural beings, they can. That's the second heaven, by the way. Look it up right now. The three heavens, third, second, and first. Third heaven is where God resides. The second heaven is this physical universe we see, the stars and constellations, the moon and all that sort of thing. And then the first heaven is the earth and everything on top of it and in the airways. In the earth is the first heaven where you can breathe. Outside of that breathing apparatus within the Van Allen Belt is the earth. Outside of it is the supernatural realm of the second heaven that only supernatural beings can reside and survive in that area. And beyond that is the third heaven then, where God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, the angels of heaven reside outside of that like a big onion. Paul talks about the third heaven. He talks about the first heaven. The second heaven is inferred to. Hell is another realm. Sheol, Hades. And Satan, let me tell you, we've been so lied to. Satan is not in hell. He doesn't sit down there and say, okay, who's next? All right, well, it doesn't work that way. He's in the second heaven realm, Saturn, to be exact. And portals allow the supernatural beings to come from their second heaven to here. How they do it before, the portals open by human sacrifice, tragedy, and release of life force, instigated by ritual and sacrifice of children, mass murder, wars. Now you get it? And they maintain their physical form by use of minerals, alchemy, and blood and flesh. Okay. Now you know. They have a insatiable desire while they have a physical body of eating flesh, eating blood. This is real. It's alchemy. If they can't, then they're possessed. They possess a body in several different ways. Possession can come at baby incarnation because the parents would dedicate that baby to Lucifer. And they would use that body. It's called chalice. Avatars are significant individuals in history that take on a new life experience being used by the fallen angels as a body from a distance, you might say, like remote access to your computer. Well, the body is the computer, and they allow this possession. Avatars in our history was Leonardo da Vinci, Shakespeare, Lincoln. I got this documented in their own textbook. Plato, now you get it. Michelangelo, Adolf Hitler, Indira Gandhi. Oh, Burishtiva. Panjata, something or other. I can't pronounce the darn thing. All over the world. It's documented. They're called avatars. Bismarck was an avatar. Martin Luther of the 16th century was an avatar. Albert Pike. Now you see how it works. Adam Weishaupt. That's how it works. What I'm going to focus down on is Jesus Christ, who is the only begotten Son of the living God, was no avatar. He is God incarnated in human flesh. God, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit are all three or all one. 1 John 5, verse 7. That's why they changed the other verses in the other Bibles. To read all three in agreement. What? All three what? But the King James Bible says exactly like it is. I don't want to change the King James Bible. Because it's a perfect, inerrant word of God. No one's proven otherwise. They flap their jaws like wings of eagles. They get nowhere when they try to come up with proof. It's not there. King James Bible stands alone of all the translations. Does not come from the Vatican at all. Has nothing to do with the Vatican translations whatsoever. It has its own separate stream of translation. On a completely different track. The ones in the Douay Rheims and going all the way back to Sinaiticus and Valcanus and Alexandrius and all this other us, whatever the heck it is, was copied from the scrolls of Antioch by Origen, O-R-I-G-E-N, a Greek philosopher, in the fourth century. Just copied it. Made it look like it was the same. But it was all corrupted. King James Bible stands alone. Going all the way back to Antioch, all the way back to the scrolls of the actual disciples and prophets, all the way back to Moses, all the way back to God. That's his holy word, is the King James Bible. It can be traced that way too, but people won't bother to do it. You want to believe these lying preachers and rabbis and priests because they are part of a religion, and religion is documented as an Ashram Ray of the fallen angels to deceive all religions, even Christianity. Jesus Christ is not about Christianity. You say he is. Okay, well, which religion of Christianity do you mean? Do you mean the one where you inherit a planet like the Mormons, or the one where Jesus is just a prophet, more like the Jehovah's Witness, or Islam, he's just a prophet? Make up your mind. You can have it both ways. Which is he? Then somebody's got to be wrong. And then all the other religions have a different view of his doctrine, and that's what religion is for, to pull in. It's like a smorgasbord, you know, like a menu, a Chinese menu. Just pick what you want and pick and choose just what you want. But the menu's wrong, because Jesus Christ is not about a restaurant. He's not about a menu. He's about your redemption and your salvation. He's the only one. There is no other. No Mary, no rosary beads, no reincarnation, none of that stuff. All that, you know. Then that means God's a liar. I don't want to call him a liar, and I don't think he is a liar. Creator of the universe, it's perfectly just, loving, and caring, but he is just. There's punishment. He didn't make this earth and say, okay, here it is. Guys, go after it. Do what you want. No. That wasn't the plan at all. He's got rules, and they're trying to hide those rules. And those rules are called Ten Commandments. Love the Lord thy God with all thy love and heart and soul, and treat each other as you want to be treated. Pretty much that's the summarization of Ten Commandments. A Ten Commandments summarizes 667 instructions that given to Moses by God himself. It's called the Old Testament and the Leviticus. Well, the news today, maybe I ought to get one of those beep, 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 beep things going on. Defending true religious liberty. Church files lawsuit in support of marriage equality. Church files lawsuit supporting marriage equality. Shows two men holding hands. Now, homosexuality is in the same level of sins as adultery, lying, and so forth. But this morning or yesterday, well, when was it? This morning in Charlotte, North Carolina, United Church of Christ filed a lawsuit in U.S. District Court, and the suit argues that the current law in North Carolina as it pertains to marriage violates religious freedom by prohibiting UCC ministers and other clergy from officiating at same-sex marriages. See, what they're trying to do is get Oklahoma, the belt buckle of the so-called Bible Belt, and other religious states, it's Bible Belt states, to go against God. It's that simple. And once they pass legislation, and this is planned at the very highest level, what happens when you turn away from God? He's going to pull back from you. What happens when the nation turns away from God? Well, Martin Luther King already told you. He's going to put us in the hands of a nation that doesn't even know his name. That will be judgment, just like it did the Jews. He's going to do it to us too. The more we pull back from his, I'm being neutral on this. I'm just telling you what the laws say, what the Bible says. You know, if two men want to get married, that's their business. That's between them and God. And, whew, you know, I got nothing to do with it. I'm just telling you what's going on. I'm not sitting here on a pedestal saying, people shouldn't get married the same sex. You know, Bible says so, but neither should lie or commit adultery there in jester meetings there, Freemasons. Hey, hey, hey. You know, royal secret. You know, so you can't judge homosexuals when you got those jester meetings going on, that lying and cheating and adultery and hoochie-coochie shows and all that stuff. It don't work that way, Jack. Lying, cheating, and doing things that you shouldn't be doing because of that blood oath, giving one contract to another person illegally or stealing and all this, that counts the same thing as homosexuality. It's a sin in God's eyes. And all the good deeds, it count zero. Zero for anything you do. Good deeds count nothing. Matter of fact, it counts against you. Father, Holy Spirit, renounce the blood oath of Freemasonry. Get out of there before it's too late. You can renounce that blood oath. You're not under it. You ask God to forgive you for taking that oath, and you get out of there. You got to know that's not right. The things they ask you to do and ask you to say, you know it's not right. That's what it's all about. Pertains to marriage. So they're trying to work it. That's what they're working right now. Abortions to be made legal. Marijuana to be made legal. And child euthanasia to be made legal. It's coming. Look at Oregon. That's what they're working on right now. Healthcare bill will allow your child who's disabled to elect to kill himself. And there's not a darn thing you can do about it. Because they'll pass on the international rights of the child under your noses. They failed to do that in 1989, hooray. But they're coming up with justifications by showing in the news how children are being abused, kicked, this, that, and the other done to them. And they're using that as justification to get Congress to pass sign the International Rights of the Child Treaty. And then they got you. They got you. And your child can elect to kill themselves. Mom, I'm going to die. I just don't want to live. Son, honey, you don't have to. No, I'm going to die. And you can't say nothing about it or they will put you in jail. So that child can elect to kill themselves and nothing you can do. But it's not going to stop there, though, see. They're not telling you that. They're playing the sympathy card on you with a disabled child that's tired of being, you know, in this condition, whatever. And so you're kind of hee-haw about it, like an older family member that's just miserable and all this, they should just go ahead and commit suicide. You know, like, what's his face that's in prison? But they used that to get it out on the front. Can't think of his name right now. But he started off with euthanasia for older folks. It's all planned that way, predictive programming. Now it's going to be in the health care bill. It will be there. And those that are not born again, they'll be tired of this old body wearing out and being disabled and euthanasia, Alzheimer's, and just better just to die. Well, where's their soul going? That's what the most important thing is. Who's going to depend on God to get sometimes, your parents take care of you when you're a child. When they get old, they become children. You take care of them. That's where patience come in. Sometimes the parent won't be made well by God because that takes you out of your own self to help someone else. I see. Husband to wife, wife to husband, children to family. So it becomes your learning. Instead of saying, Mom, Dad, I just can't do this. Why don't you just go kill yourself and see the Lord? Well, if you're with the Lord, you're not going to do that. Because suicide is a no-no. Your life is not your life. Your life belongs to God. He gave it to you. He can take it away. Not us. We don't have that choice. Interesting. Kevorkian, that was his name. I started to say Frankenstein, but it's Kevorkian. That was predictive programming. They had in that movie, 2012, that movie, they had little parts in the movie. That's how they do this. They train you. In one part of the movie, one scene, the bad guy was at the Pentagon or whatever, and another guy, he says, you know, and they're all getting everybody on the ark thing going on. And he's talking to his dear old mother and say, well, Mom, I got to go. I'll see y'all, you know, this afternoon, but it's a lie. See, they're going to pull out and everybody's going to die before then. And so one of the guys said, why don't you pick up your mother? She's too old. They put it in the movie. They want you to see that movie. Very popularized movie, wasn't it? Uh-huh. It's called Predictive Programming. Yep, that's how it works. The TV, movies. Do you know in soap operas back in the 50s, everybody's in tune to the what next scenario, almost like, you know, like a carrot pulling a horse along. The what next scenario. That's where you have each series. Okay, you've got people today that are older folks that used to watch the soap operas back in the 50s, still have the same names of, I don't know, General Hospital or my As the World Turns or something or another, I don't know, whatever it is. And along the 20 years, it's the same people. And then about 10 years later or 12 or something, I don't know, whatever, 20 years, they changed the person, but they got the same name in the soap opera. Now, you know, same name, but a different person. And they keep up with another 10 years. And they follow that person on this fantasy TV for 20, 30 years. With the faces changing, but the name there of a fantasy wife or whatever. For generation, you know, you watch the soap operas. It's fantasy. It's by a script that someone does out. You know, they use those, all the TV, to control the population and affect your thoughts, your opinions. That's how it works. Isn't that amazing? As a matter of fact, football, golf, all of it's the same thing. You even have it telling you, fantasy football. Man, people get all these diagrams, man. They get all this stuff. Scientifically, for what? Fantasy. Why? Keeps you busy, don't it? Uh-huh. Keeps you out of the scriptures, don't it? Yep. Keeps you from finding out what the government's really up to. Well, I'll tell you what's coming your way. These fallen angels are coming your way. And they're going to change the way you look at this world. When they become upfront, close, and personal. Now, there's folks out there that's already been talking to them, dealing with them. And you know who those folks are? Your highest level government. Who else? Well, I can name you some. Helena Blavatsky, Alice Bailey, Albert Pike. That's confronted with these fallen angels. And these fallen angels, they have names. El Moria, Saint Germain, Hilarion, Metatron. No, this is not science fiction. These are the fallen angels that got kicked their butt out of third heaven and reside in second heaven in supernatural form I've been talking about. They're the ones that control the governments throughout this world. And the bloodline families are these fallen angels. There's 66 major ones. Others are tens of thousands that have assumed physical form. And they're demons, and every single one of them are evil. You have the return of the Anunnaki. You got Nibiru, all whatever. But all it is really is a second heaven. These fallen angels are coming on this earth. Some of them are already here. They operate the highest level, Saint Germain, El Moria, Hilarion, Metatron, Sanat Kumara. All these names of ascended masters are nothing more than fallen angels, Great White Brotherhood, yep, sons of God of the Old Testament. They're all the same. Masquerading as aliens, ascended masters, and they're absolutely not. They're all rejects out of heaven. Atheists prefer to believe that they're aliens because that way you're safe. If you think they're angels, then you must be, oh, it must be something about this Bible, too. Maybe there is a God. So you're not going to want to believe that. So it's easier to believe that they're aliens, even though they're not. One in particular is going to make a public appearance. He's already been working in the background. Preparing the way. They just don't appear out of nowhere and say, oh, here we are. This is what? This is the end of May, end of April. You can do it right now if you want to, or later. Look up the WESAC Festival, WESAK. Now, family, I've said many times, my regular listeners have heard me, don't let this word festival fool you. Family, this is a festival. They don't serve funnel cakes. They massacre people. They do ritualized massacre, human sacrifice, invocation of the demonic realm. The WESAC Festival, family, Lucifer comes disguised as Sanat Kumara. The fallen angels, Saint Germain, El Moria, Cthume, they come to these festival by invocation, human sacrifice. They materialize in a flesh body just like they did in the days of Old Testament. This is real. Their flesh is copper-based flesh to be able to handle increase of electromagnetic energy so they can manipulate the particles, radiation. They can morph into different, whatever they want to. Kind of like Legos on steroids or moving clay, something like that. In other words, if you take for an ice cube, for example, it's made up of molecules, it's moving slowly. This is basic science. And then if I use a microwave or some other energy source, heat it up, speed up the molecules, what happens? They turn to water. If I go further and really speed it up, it turns to steam, but it's the same ice cube. It just dissipates. All three of those are dimensions. All three of those are heavens. First, second, third. Different frequency vibration. Now, within the water, well, if you allow me to here, with the water dimension, the second heaven, we'll call it, you have seven principalities. And within there, you have a different range of frequencies of demons that operate. You have nine levels of angelic beings, which Satan was a cherubim, even in the heavenly realm. Family, this is so organized. Frequency vibration of different levels is the same thing as, say, for example, you want to find a radio station, and you start turning the dial to different radio stations, AM, FM, then you hit different, 100, 107.3, whatever. Well, the same thing. The beings up there that are not alien, they're fallen angels or demons, have different frequency vibration. Therefore, they live and have a different dimensional capacity. This is so organized. It's absolutely amazing when you do the study on it. Well, for them to operate on this earth and commingle with mankind, they have to have, if you allow me to, a flesh suit. Or to occupy, cohabitate with another human being inside the pineal gland. Supernatural. You see how it works? So when you do meditation and you leave your body, well, it's like leaving your door open for your house in the middle of downtown, with a crime wave. Yeah, buddy, they're going to come inside that house and take what you got and just stay there and hide in the closet. You got it now? So you come back home, your body. Man, you got rats in the belfry. Every now and then you'll hear them scampering up there. You see, that's kind of hyperbole, but that's what's going on. It's supernatural. No, I'm not copying Sid Roth. I just happen to say it that way. Now, you got to get those demons out. You got to get those rats out of your belfry, out of your attic. You got to chase them out. You got to have an exterminator. And there's only one, and that's Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. He climbs up there, and he kills those rats, man, chases them right out, and puts them down and drowns them. Now you got it. But the only way you're going to do it, you can't do it. You need the Holy Spirit to do it. And they're inside your body. They're in your attic, in your head. And you're not crazy. Now, here's the really crazy part, though. Here's the wild part. Hang on there. What are we talking about here? Energy equals mass times the speed of light squared. We're talking energy changing mass. mass changing because of energy levels. Einstein's theory, it works. Now, to get those demons out, it's called deliverance. That's possession. Now, if you've got bad guys on the outside of your house throwing rocks in your window, that's called being demonized from the outside. Throwing toilet paper in your, you know, and you're marking up your windows with soap, or throwing rocks in your window, or throwing toilet paper on your lawn and setting fire to your bushes. That's being demonized. But possession, they're inside your house, your body, your head, and you got to get them out of there. You can still be demonized when they get outside the house. I never used this before. This is the first time I've used this hyperbole. It's clear. When it's inside the possession and you invite them in, being demonized, all Christians, born again Christians, can even be demonized. But you got a protection. It's called the Holy Spirit. But once you leave the house, or if you fall asleep on the job, you say, then you leave a door open or a window. You see how it works? So when you get inside, you got to exercise them out. I don't mean by Gold's Gym, neither. Exorcise. You got to pull them out. You got to get the exterminator to extinguish them. And that's only through the Holy Spirit. He might bring some helpers called angels. That's what's going on today. When I do yoga, I invite them in. I do drugs, I invite them in. Sins, invite them in. This is a battle going on today. It's not Bundy's. It's not a tyrannical government and all that. All that's to keep you busy. Will it affect our lives? Darn tune it will. But this is part of keeping you busy so you don't know what I'm telling you right now. This is why, listen, and you have a Bible, you can see it, or if you go on, if you have an NIV Bible or you got a King James, check this out. That's why they removed Mark 9, 5, Matthew 17, 21, and it says, howbeit this kind can only come out by prayer and fasting. The strong man demon, always have a strong man inside if you're possessed. One of the last ones to go from your body, from your mind, your soul. What I was going to tell you is this. We're talking about energy that's changing molecule vibration and so forth, right? And demons are energy beings. Here's what they've done with technology. They have synthesized demonic activity by voice-to-skull technology, increasing or decreasing the hertz level of your energy level. They can manipulate and they can hypnotize, cause you to kill, cause you to be depressed and kill yourself by hypnosis while you sleep. This is why you have 22 to 26 suicides per day of our veterans. It's being orchestrated by using synthesized demonology. They can synthesize demonic activity, which makes it easier for the real demons to come inside anyway by using, listen, psychotropic drugs enhanced by the microchip implants put inside the pills. Don't believe me? You think I'm going over the edge? Then you get in your URL bar right now. No, your search bar right now, and you put in FDA approved microchips and pills. Look what you get. Now they're telling you that this RFID chip, really it's going to be a tattoo, can administer doses of your dear grandmother's medicine in this microchip, like 160 or 100 some doses from this microchip. The mark of the beast is that tattoo. And they can administer doses of medication without her having to worry about it. Oh, that should really give you warm fuzzies. Being everybody's going to have one. Now you see. Family, I traced the technology of that microchip back to 1973. This is how the fallen angels are going to control you. Like I said, I don't mince words. It's taken them thousands of years, starting in the very beginning, using alchemy, and then finally, finally, in the Industrial Revolution, beginning in, when was it, 15th century, 16th century, thereabouts, it all exploded, didn't it? Yeah, no kidding. You think it just all of a sudden came up out of nowhere for nothing? No. Satan knew when the Word of God was going to be placed out on the street, so to speak. That was when the King James Bible came out of hiding in the Alps. 1604, around the late 1500s, Erasmus, Tyndale, Wycliffe, Satan said, uh-oh, God's on the move. I better get moving too. And that's where you had your out of the Dark Ages into the industrial explosion, because he knew his time was short. He had to get mankind up to the level to be able to do what we're doing today, starting then. The mark of the beast is the all-seeing eye. Has taken them hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years of avatars, of scientific technology being given men little by little, because mankind doesn't understand it. So he had to bring people up by generations to get us where we are today. And that's the RFID chip. Now, all you're hearing is me just ratting off, right? Well, let me give you some evidence here. I don't. 1973, there was a smuggled out Xerox nightmare was made available to the CRIC back in 1973. And it was kind of like in the spirit of the Pentagon Papers. Now, this has everything to do with the fallen angels, because this is the all-seeing eye. This is how they control mankind, going to control mankind. This is the mark of the beast. Seventh-day Adventists are wrong. It's not Sunday worship. Other marks of the beast, people, they don't understand what's going on. All of our history using currency from the time of Nimrod till now had been setting up mankind to get used to using script, money, taken out of the earth. That's where your wealth comes from, isn't it? All your wealth outside the earth is based on what's inside the earth. Oil, diamonds, gold, all that stuff. Now, here's the funny part, you know. The funny part is for alchemy to work, they have to use the minerals that's in the earth, copper, bronze, or gold, silver. That's got to be used in crystals, amethyst milk. Helps develop or change DNA, alchemy, witchcraft, sorcery. Family, that's real. To set up bodies for these fallen angels and demons to occupy. Salt has a lot to do dealing with the supernatural. You see how deep this goes, really? They teach these secrets to Freemasons at the highest level, but that's just to get them pulled in. Because the Illuminati, the Roman, Italian, German Illuminati, they're hybrids. Family, this is deep stuff, I'm telling you. I'm trying to simplify it. Now, the Citizens Research and Investigation Committee received this document. It's a 92-page monograph. Now, this is how the fallen angels are going to control you. This is how the fallen angels are going to control you. You understand what I'm saying here? It's not something to play with. It's not some sensational bit of information I'm giving you and whatever. I'm telling you what's going to happen. This thing goes back to 1960s, this mark of the beast, this RFID chip that's going to be a tattoo. It was a smuggled out 92-page monograph in the spirit of the Pentagon Papers. Maybe inspired by that, somebody got the idea. This is, I got to get this out kind of thing. And what it's called, and you can find it yourself if you want to, Development and Legal Regulation of Coercive Behavior Modification Techniques with Offenders. This is a genesis of the all-seeing eye. Do you understand the implication of what I'm talking about here? Now, here's what it did in the study. And by the way, healthcare bill funds one today. Guess who funded the study of this study back in 73? Health Education Welfare Department, HEW. The thesis was that social or cultural or political, quote, rehabilitation begins inside the nervous system of the citizen. That was the thesis. And so what they did, they actually took felons that were homosexual and they implanted in their body a miniaturized radio transmitter is implanted inside the brain or the body. And what it was used for was to monitor and transmit conversations, locations, and even the sexual response of the offender, of the subject, 24 hours per day. Now, this report, which I have a copy of, by the way, it explains that sewed up inside the subject's body with a transponder would be in a radio-controlled electrical shock device. And the device would deliver punishment to the offender anywhere in the world. So by using homosexuals, aberrant behavior, they would monitor the sexual response, say, okay, this guy's getting the response. He's, yep, okay, hit the button, Jack. Bzz, oh, man, stop that. That's what they were doing. It's sick or what? Now, you think it's some kind of tabloid? Well, I got news for you. Who are the offenders or subjects we're talking about here? Well, the author of this study that was actually conducted is Professor Ralph K. Schwetzebel, S-C-H-W-I-T-Z-G-E-B-E-L, of Harvard University, and dwelled on homosexuals. But now when you read the monograph, it talks about the offender's financial matters and disputes over financial obligations. And socially troublesome persons, unquote. So, you don't pay your bill? Oh, man, stop that. Well, Mr. Jones, you better come down here. We're going to keep pushing it every hour. Hey, Freemasons, you like that idea? You don't think they're not going to put one in you before they kill you? I got news for you, Jack. They're going to nail you. And you're all setting up for it. You're not exposing this because you got that stupid, that silly blood oath that they got you under. You can't do anything, or you go against God. Well, you're going against God. If you tell the truth, you're going against the Masons because you swore to God not to reveal their secrets. That's got to be the dumbest thing I've heard in my life. You're stuck in the middle of doing the right thing. If I do the right thing, I'm going against God either way. They got you, don't they? You're a slave, man. Call yourself free. Baloney. You're a slave to Satan, Lucifer, till you get out of that blood oath. Well, anyway. That paper, actually, when you read it, predicts, it's 1973, micro miniaturization. Yeah. Micro miniaturization. And what it does, it permits near permanent intracranial stimulation. That should be fun, huh? The new program related to civil rather than criminal, and by that they were assured that the cruel and unusual punishment clause of the Eighth Amendment of the Constitution would not be present. It wouldn't cause any serious obstacle to implementing the plan. And they use a euphemism for castration, sterilization, sterilizing. Huh. and be used as a court when it appears to be civil rather than criminal in nature. Hey, lawyers, man, you're going to be the first in line to hell if you ain't careful. You know, there's a National Security Agency computer specialist, NSA computer specialist, in 1970s in this program. He proposed attaching miniaturized electronic tracking devices to 20 million Americans in 1973. And the transponder would transmit the wearer's location by radio to a computer and could be used for arrest following riots or confrontations, for monitoring aliens and political subgroups. Now, let me tell you what that means. That means, veterans, that the suicides are being orchestrated by the septal implants. If you look up right this very second on your search bar, 7,800 veterans are suing DOD and CIA for septal implants. Septal, septum is nose, implants. So while you're laying back with the dentist at the VA or laying back with the, whatever you're doing or operation, they stick a septal implant up your nose. 7,800 are filing a lawsuit. Now you know the reasons for the suicides that's being conducted. To eliminate any resistance to the Russian Spetsnaz, and Chinese is already here to bring us to a new world order, North American Union. I don't mince words. They made us strong in 1945. Now they have to reduce the strength of the U.S. military. That's the sole purpose of everything going on. I've outlined exactly how they're doing it, and the Joint Chief of Staff are a bunch of cowards because they're part of it. Why? Because they're Knights of Malta and they're Knights of Columbus. Masons at the highest level are messing over their own fellow brotherhood. And they don't know it because they have in their eyes of man to become Superman, of men to become saints in this Freemasonry point of view. But they're going to kill you. That's what they're going to do. But to keep them pulled into it, they're made to look like you're important. You're wearing a nice little apron. Look at all those little things in your apron. Wow, you're important. Awards and all this to keep you all hooked in before they fatten you up to kill you. Family, I'm not being sensational or out left field and not obsessed with it. I'm telling you exactly what they're going to do. I'm warning you ahead of time. But these devices seem to be the bitter fruits of a rapidly developing field in 1973. They're already past this point. Behavioral engineering. And its chief apostle was, guess who? Yeah. Dr. Robert Schwitzbell, twin brother of Ralph. Dumb and Dumber. They may make high on SAT test, but as far as common sense, man, they're dumb monkeys. Because family, they're following Lucifer, and they lose. And you know, they were urging then for government to consider increased use of devices, quote, designed to control group behavior. Now you know the reason for flash mobs, getting y'all used to them. And they're going to start having flash mobs, not playing some violin concerto in a mall, but start robbing and killing. Right now they're practicing. Getting you used to it. And all they got to do is get a flash mob out there and hit that grid square with 11 hertz of ELF transmission, and you got yourself one nasty riot and some possessed individuals. Now you know where the zombie crap comes from, the nut, this crazy stuff. And you pop some pills in them, or you spray them with a psychotropic drug mist or whatever the heck they got, you got yourself a serious problem. Oh, you don't think they have this mist? Well, go to your search bar and put in nasal spray, anti-suicide nasal spray. Uh-huh. Go ahead and do it. Look what you get. A nose spray that veterans could spray up their nose, anti-suicide nose spray. Is that the dumbest thing you ever heard in your life? That would be antidepressant medication up your nose. Well, I can tell you where you stick it up. Never mind. That's insulting. And to mislead our veterans with this ignoramus device of a nose spray to stop suicides when they're causing it by technology just burns my... It does. I've got to stop there. Now, 1 May, they're scheduled to march. The veterans are. Then there's something going on, allegedly, the 16th of May. Sorry. 1st of May. The 1st of May, I'm getting kind of off track here, but not really. The 1st of May is the anniversary of the World Revolutionary Plan by Adam Weishaupt of the plan we're living with today, the protocols. I just mentioned a while ago. May the 1st is the anniversary. Now, why would they pick May 1, anniversary of the Lucifer's World Revolutionary Plan, to have a march of the veterans? Why would they do that? Veterans, I've trained groups before, but I'm telling you, you better have some trained groups in there to watch out for troublemakers in your ranks. And they'll be your fellow soldiers or Marines, or cops dressed up like veterans, or veterans that are taking a blood oath of Freemasonry, sergeants and above, and they're in there marching. Hopefully they're not too concealed with the bandanas. If they have a bandana on their face, jerk that sucker off. Tell them this is an open march. Take the bandana off. I don't want to be observed. I don't want to be. Oh, baloney. They're going to know who they are anyway. That means they're trying to hide their, their face and why they're doing that in the first place. That means they're cowards. But they're trying to hide their face because they want you to know that they're cops, Freemason cops, that they're there to cause trouble. That's another story. That's exactly what happened in Ontario and what's the one that starts with V? Well, anyway, up there in Canada. Now, the marchers up there saw the black boots, and they saw, hey, you're cops, man, and they went after them. Now, they didn't beat them up and all that sort of thing, but they divided and separated them. And when you divide and separate their little fire teams, they get all scared and start getting out of there then. But they're there to throw the first rock. They're there to poke at the cops to get it started. There's ways to handle it. I'm sure you got trainers there, but you better think about it. Because you're going to have troublemakers in your crowd. Ringleaders taking pictures, causing trouble. Now, all they got to do is fire up an ELF transmission at that grid square where they're marching with 10, 11 hertz. You got yourself some serious trouble. Let's pray that don't happen. Anyway, so the Schwetzelbel twin brothers want to take part of the defense budget away from the development of weaponry for devices for measuring and reinforcing desirable behaviors of large groups. In effect, that becomes your weapons, large groups. Family, this is 1973. Barton Ingraham of Berkeley School of Criminology, he even suggested that further control could be achieved through recent developments in electrophysiology. You also had Yale, of course, School of Medicine, Dr. Jose Delgado. They used bulls and tried to manipulate their head. You understand? This is old stuff, family. And they're going to a tattoo. That's why they get your sports stars. You know they sell the sports stars? Sports stars get a lot of money, Nike shoes, and you have little dolls for professional wrestlers and dolls for basketball players and baseball cards. So that's your heroes of today. Now they act badly, don't they? Yes, they're told to. Well, here's the point. What do you see in all of them on the arms? Tattoos. Everybody got a tattoo. don't they? Women got tattoos. Men's got tattoos. You even had last year, who's ever seen this before? A Miss America pageant. That's, I'd say, pretty national, pretty much national recognition, wouldn't you? A Miss America pageant? Miss Kansas had a tattoo. Well, if Miss Kansas can have a tattoo, I can too have a tattoo. We can have two tattoos. Whatever. You got that. You see how easy it is? So everybody's got tattoos. Miss America's got one. I can have one. Miss America's got a tattoo. I can have one. I ain't got his body, but I can have a tattoo. Yeah. So everybody's got a tattoo. Well, guess what? Your RFID chip is going to a tattoo. Now, children, hey, have Mr. Spider-Man tattoo. Oh, yeah. Batman tattoo. Oh, I want one of them. Superman tattoo or Link Man or some, I don't know, whatever, superhero tattoo on your child. Yeah, there you go. Can find him too, huh? Can affect him emotionally, physically. Yeah. Now you know what the all-seeing eye is all about? To pull us all into that cloud of Satan's control through electronic and technology. And then, let's go up to Watchmen for Jesus 106. They're able to possess that body at a children's level. I don't know if some of y'all understand the impact of what I've just said. I don't know. I hope some of you have. I don't know. I hope this has slapped you right beside the face and shook you out of your stupor. They will control your kids, and they also allow them to rent up their bodies for supernatural possession because of this chip that is a tattoo. That is a tattoo. So if these supernatural, if these sports stars, wrestlers, all these guys can have it, I can too. Have a tattoo. That's the purpose of it. Well, boy. How's old Gomer say? Yeah, buddy. That's what I'm talking about. Well, now to keep you all busy and tied up, what was it? Paula Deen, racial. Now it's Donald Sterling, racial. All out in front. Who is it? Oh, I forgot. Oh, yeah. Now it's Bundy's racial stuff. You see, got to keep that racial thing going on. Keep everybody divided and separated. Keep it going. Keep it coming. Oh, yeah. Now they have churches, mega churches, that's got the RFID tithing. Oh, how about that? You don't have to do the ATM in Brazier or TD Jakes's or Osteen or whatever in their churches, man. An ATM? Hell yeah. Now you got, I didn't say hell yeah, I said hell yeah. Now you got these biometric tithing in churches now. And you have John MacArthur, some of these church so-called theologians. It's okay to take the chip. Falling away, what do you think that means? Billy Graham's been a fraud his whole life. He's told you all the truth for about 40 years. Now he switched. You don't have to know the name of Jesus. See, they're all coming out of the closet. Family, this is the time that they're coming out. That's my point. They got to win your trust. And then they come out. It's all at once. Why is that? Why is it coming out all at once? Now, I can't make a statement like that without having evidence, right? I don't feel comfortable saying, well, this, and y'all thinking, oh, man, get the tar and feathers. So I got to at least give you this part because I got some new listeners that probably already cooking up the tar, aren't you?
What about those faiths, the Mormons and the others?
So let's go here and let you hear his own words.
Tell me, what do you think is the future of Christianity?
I think everybody that loves Christ or knows Christ, whether they're conscious of it or not, they're members of the body of Christ. And that's what God is doing today. He's calling people for out of the world for his name, whether they come from the Muslim world or the Buddhist world or the Christian world or the non-believing world. They are members of the body of Christ because they've been called by God. They may not even know the name of Jesus, but they know in their heart that they need something that they don't have, and they turn to the only light that they have, and I think that they are saved and that they're going to be with us in heaven.
This is fantastic. I'm so thrilled to hear you say that. There's a wideness in God's mercy.
There is. There definitely
is. Is there a wideness in God's mercy? No. The road is narrow. And the only way, as Billy Graham said himself, was through Jesus Christ earlier on, but not anymore. So, you know, Oprah is a new age, right? Oprah's new age. Joel Osteen is new age. But what does Oprah have to say about this? Just to show you the comparison before I move on here. And then we'll get to talk about the fallen angels specifically and in part two tomorrow. But this is how they're going to control you, these fallen angels.
The panel has been discussing the spirituality and the forces of God. But I also believe that there are two forces that are here with us, that we do have our God that we can depend on, but there's also a power of darkness that we do need to be aware of. And that's where the choice is.
Do you believe that you can choose between one or the other?
Most absolute definitely.
Yeah. Now Marianne Williamson says in her book, Return to Love, that we're always walking in the direction of one or the other, that all of your actions in life, either you're moving toward the darkness or you're moving toward the light.
That's right.
She calls it fear and love. There's this wonderful book called Ishmael by Daniel Quinn, which is it's a gorilla talking, but anyway. It talks about, one of the points it brings out is one of the mistakes that human beings make is believing that there is only one way to live.
That's
and
right.
That we don't accept that there are diverse ways of being in the world, that there are millions of ways to be
then
a human
how do
being
you please
and,
God?
And many ways no but many paths
many
to what you call God
that
and
is
her
pleasing.
Path might be something else, and when she gets there she might call it the light, but her loving and her kindness and her generosity brings her to, if it brings her to the same point that it brings you, it doesn't matter whether she called it God along the way or not.
And I guess the danger that could be in that, I mean, it sounds great on the onset, but if you really look at both sides, I
there couldn't possibly be just one way. What about Jesus? What about Jesus?
That even brings them up in this whole discussion, and you say there isn't only one way.
There is one way and only one way, and
there
that is through Jesus.
There couldn't possibly be with
because
a million
you
of people
say
in
there
the world.
Isn't.
There couldn't possibly be.
Because you say, you intellectualize it and say there isn't. If
no.
you don't believe that, you're all buying into the lie.
But that means you right.
Do you think that if you are somewhere on the planet, where are you if you're somewhere on the planet and you never hear the name of Jesus, you never hear the name of Jesus, but yet you live with a loving heart, you lived as Jesus would have had you to live, you lived for the same purpose that Jesus came to the planet to teach us all, but you are in some remote part of the earth and you never heard the name of Jesus, you cannot get to heaven, you think?
And that is covered in the scriptures, too. People
heart,
are talked about
truly,
that.
God knows the heart.
Does God care about your heart or God care about if you call his son Jesus?
Well, you know, Oprah, God, Jesus cannot come back until that gospel is preached in the four corners of this earth. So, you know, figure it out.
Okay, I can't get into a religious argument with you.
It's not religious.
Have you heard about the largest church?
You see, now, how about this answer? Real quick, I'm not going to give you the whole thing, but I need to give you this part to show you a contrast of what the truth is. Now, here's the real answer coming from the same man.
The Bible says there is none other name under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. There is no other way except by the way of that cross. I want to tell you something. If there had been another way of salvation, Jesus would have never died on the cross. On the night that he was betrayed, the night before he died, he knelt in the Garden of Gethsemane And he said, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. What was he praying? He was saying, oh God, if it is possible to save Billy Graham, if it is possible to save Bill and Jim and Susie and the human race, if it is possible any other way, if they can work their way to heaven, if they can buy their way to heaven, if there's any other way, oh God, spare me the cross tomorrow. But the answer, as it were, came back from heaven. There is no other way.
Now, I got a whole 10 minutes of this and a series of those sermons saying there's no other way but Jesus Christ. So what's going on here? What's the deal? Or could it be the new age is coming out among all the preachers? They've been holding back all this time until the right time. And they're showing you their wealth and their heresy and all this other thing. So you'll back away from them and say, oh, this isn't right. Because they have another gospel coming at you called the New Age Movement, supported by the fallen angels. And the first one that's going to make a public appearance will be one by the name of Sananda Emanuel. To say, there's no sinners out there. That's what that neurosurgeon that died and he came back and he ended up on Oprah's show or something. He wrote a book or some nonsense, Heaven Awaits or something. I don't know, whatever. And he says that he was told by an angel that gave him a grand tour of heaven or some other nonsense. I don't doubt, but what, it was some angel, but it wasn't an angel of God. It was a fallen angel in his stupor of being under, just like I told you about an hour and a half ago, how they communicate with you is through your spirit because you allow it to happen. And they will fool you. The one named Sananda Emanuel. Is the picture that we see every day and have seen all since the day you're born of what we think Jesus looks like. That's not Jesus. He's not blonde-haired and he doesn't have blue eyes. He's Arab-looking or Indian-looking or Mexican-looking or he's dark bronze skin, hair of wool. That's the real Jesus. Not blonde-haired, blue-eyed. And he's not black either. He's middle because that's from the Middle East. Hello there, you know. That doesn't take a whole lot of a G2 to figure out. The offspring of Shem off the ark are the Middle Easterners, Indians, and Mexicans. That's the bloodline of Jesus. I'm a white boy, blonde hair, blue-eyed. Green-eyed. I don't have blonde hair either. But I'm a white boy. I'm Irish. I'm Scottish. A little bit of Cherokee, whatever. One of them got in the woodpile there somehow or another. And we're Irish and Scottish. We're Caucasian. I don't have any problem with whatever color Jesus Christ is. It doesn't make one lick of difference. It's soul and spirit. The color of the skin just means you live somewhere other part of the world. So what? Well, Satan is using this as just another method of keeping us divided. There's a bill that's out encouraging schools to teach about racial significance of Obama's presidency. What are you talking about? You see, to keep this thing going, they are tricky, tricky, tricky. Let me show you something else they've done. Watch this. 1945, 1946 was when they started the destruction of the United States by design. The Illuminati, the Freemasons, the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, the Jesuits, the whole nine yards, all right? That's when they started destruction of the United States. That's World War II. Now, their eyes were set on the New World Order, as directed by the fallen angels. And watch this. When you start tying loose ends up, their plan was to, wait one second here. Okay. I'll give you a quote. See, quotes from those in authority is the evidence. There's one by Grock Chisholm. Now, listen to this quote very carefully. In 1946 to 1948, a year after they planned our destruction, it knew it was going to take a generation, maybe two. Grock Chisholm, director of the United States Nations World Health Organization, expressed a typical globalist view when he stated publicly, quote, "To achieve world government, it is necessary to remove from the minds of men their individualism, loyalty to family tradition, national patriotism, and religious dogmas," unquote. He died 1971, but he was a World Health Organization director 1946 to 1948. That's when Tavistock set their sights on destroying the United States as a nation from the inside. Now, look here what they did. Since then, about, say, 30 years later, to show you the continuity of this agenda, in 1973, Chester Eyram Peirce, medical doctor from Harvard, said, and I quote, it's 30 years later now, and this will be the baby boomers. He said this in front of 2,000 teachers in Denver, Colorado, 1973. He said the following. Every child in America entering school to age of five is mentally ill because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief of a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It is up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the national children of the future, unquote. That's from Harvard. Dr. Peirce, 1973. Ashley Montagu spoke to 1,000 home economic teachers in Anaheim, California in 1970. And she said the American family structure produces mentally ill children. Now, do you see what they're doing doing to our children? Well, now watch this. Article today. The title of the article, "More Renounce U.S. Citizenship But Deny Stereotype." They've had more renouncement of U.S. citizenship than they've ever had past several years. Their plan has worked. People are denying U.S. citizenship. Their plan has succeeded. Sneaking up on you, family, you see. And they're going to other countries. But here's the rub on it. There's nowhere you can go. They don't realize the massive implication of a world government that's being set up. There's not one country they can go to. There's not one inch of land anywhere that they will be able to escape. It's impossible. Not possible. The book will come true. The Bible will come true. There will be tribulations. Jesus Christ will be coming back. But there's 7 years of this tribulation. It's coming. And now we even got President Billy Bob Clinton saying, I quote, former U.S. President Bill Clinton says we're not alone in the universe. See, the Pope has already got people assigned to baptize aliens. Have these people lost their minds? No, they know about the fallen angels. And they're trying to get you all to believe this silly alien lie that's coming. Now, it's very important. Here's another article. DeMarc, scientists claim human microchip implants will become not optional, unquote. And to reduce the effectiveness of school, you got these teachers sexually attacking or going after your male teenagers. The male teacher going after your female students. Does it take away that control that the schools have anymore? They're closing in, slowly but surely. And you remember that I said on many occasions, 1930, Charles Francis Potter was proclaiming, education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism, right? Well, I got an article today. U.S. Army approves humanist category as religious preference, unquote. What's it going to take to get people's attention? The use, another one, use of Wicca symbols on veterans' headstones is approved. Another article. Religious freedom, support for Wiccas and other pagans in the U.S. military. This is how I keep track of their agenda by the articles they print. And the articles are nationwide or worldwide. It's not just one place. These are put out throughout the United States. Okay, fallen angels. Here's what they got coming at you. The one named Sananda is the one that you think is Jesus Christ, is not. He is going to make a public appearance. He is Maitreya, as it appears. He is Imam Mahdi. He's Maitreya. He's called the Christ. He's called the Prince of Peace. He's called the Krishna. He's called the, said Imam Mahdi, didn't I? Bodhisattva, Bodhisattva. And the Kalki Avatar. He's all those. He will fulfill every one of them, the false prophet, Sananda Emmanuel. Looks exactly like the Jesus you think in the movies, portraits, and holding the lamb. That's Sananda, the shroud. It's all Sananda. His Easter message on April 19th, he's going to come as an alien, ascended master. Look up ascended masters, and you will find this fallen angel. He's got a real calm face like Jesus, but he is a liar, and he is evil. How do you think Satan's going to come to you? Or the fallen angel is going to come. His big, mean, ugly teeth and wings of, and dramatically ugly and all this. No, they're going to come as angels of light. He says, as he's channeled, one of the methods they do, this is Sananda through Elizabeth Trutwin, T-R-U-T-W-I-N. Quote, we celebrate the Easter together with Earth, and Easter is a pagan holiday, by the way, with Earth set unto the new timeline. These things which were not possible before have become possible. What you will see in the weeks to come, quoting, are the final steps necessary as we implement the golden age on the Satya Yuga timeline. As we are on the new timeline, there are no impediments to the implementing change. Easter in Jesus' time was different than what has been adulterated in the Bible. Oh, he got on my real bad side right quick. This liar, this fallen angel, is going to deceive millions. And the Pope, and the Billy Grahams, and the John MacArthurs, and the rabbis, and whoever else are going to follow along with him because they believe in aliens. Christianity and every other religion you know will crash. It's called the falling away. Ever heard of it? And the man of sin will be revealed. Continuing the quote, I, Sananda, as I've been warning people about for five doggone years, he says, I, Sananda, would like to share a true accounting. As Jesus appeared on the cross, lifeless, his family took him down. They took him into the tomb and placed the stone. The tombstone covered up what was happening inside. A team of supernatural healers were there and worked on him for days. He did not die on the cross. His wife and his disciples were not told this would occur. They went about their mourning and naturally not expecting his return. He floated in and out of consciousness as these supernatural healers performed light surgeries, applied medicines, alchemy, and fed him the healing remedies. Break. See, this will be identified by your Wicca, your New Agers, as Reiki, healing medicines, herbs, and a lot of mumbo jumbo. Continuing. 3 days later, he was whole and walked out of the tomb alive as before. He then had all of his disciples beamed on to Star Trek, the New Jerusalem, to unite them with their twin flames. Twin towers, twin flames, sacrifice, Masonic. You got it? Continuing. Introduce them to their mentors, including Moses and Abraham, and explain their true missions to them. After a short visit on the ship, they were deposited back to Earth for a 40-day training period to prepare them for spreading the word of Christ's consciousness to Earth. They knew their work would be dangerous. They were living out life on Earth without Jesus as best they could. They had planted a seed for this lifetime now when Earth has ascended. Family, in comes Oprah Winfrey and all the rest of them promoting this hogwash. Shirley MacLaine, I'm a God, etc., etc. Now y'all getting how this works out. It's what they're telling all their initiates at the WESOC festivals every year. Continuing, Jesus and Mary Magdalene were able to leave Jerusalem together. Then where they traveled with their guard to become known as the White Knights. White hats, White Knights, Templars, White Knights, secret societies. Now you got it? Continuing, they moved between Scotland, Ireland, and France. They had 5 children together who lived on carrying the bloodline to present-day Earth. This Easter celebration brings us full circle to a time when Mary and Jesus and the other high beings who've lived on Earth before will join us as fallen angels. They will return to Earth as we remember them. They will carry their missions to healing Earth. Those who insisted on war will no longer be on Earth. The royal lines of queens and kings of old, the promises which were made so long ago your human mind cannot remember, will be fully renewed, cloned, and empowered to help all humanity. Now you know what cloning is all about. Now you know why the Merovingian bloodline, Queen Elizabeth II, and others, the tribe of Dan, believe that they are the bloodline of Mary and Jesus. Well, their Jesus was Sanan de Emmanuel, with a bloodline of copper-based DNA. Genesis 6:2, giants and men of renown quantified it down to royal bloodlines of families, all of them today called the Illuminati. Let that soak in. Now you understand? Now, if y'all want to go back to Bundy and tyrannical government and all that stuff, you go on ahead. That's nothing to what's really coming. All that's to keep you all busy, and boy, it's working. Continuing. This Easter, the Grand Cross marches across our sky, and a few days later, a partial solar eclipse, which follows a few days ago, a full lunar eclipse. This Easter, as you reflect on the blooming of your own Christ consciousness, see the open doorway before you, called a portal to hell. An open doorway to eternal garden of bliss is made manifest on new earth. You also have an earth contract, by the way. Earth constitution that's been done, by the way. Yeah. Continuing. When you enter, you breathe in the rarefied energies of wholeness. All petty conflicts crumble like dust at your feet. The concerns of survival cannot exist here. The details fall away. The metal suit of protection covering your heart is thrown aside. Each moment spent in New Earth is one of pure ecstasy. Suffering and hardness are forgotten. Is your true resurrection into Christ's consciousness. This will be a place of renewal and rest. This will be a place of new beginnings. The supreme ultimate will be here and us forging the master plan of the new earth. You will lay down all your burden you have carried so long. The only thing you carry now is your song. The only thing you carry is that which is unique to your soul. Your gift that you have brought forward to fulfill Earth's destiny as a planet of diversity within unity. You carry forth your song to harmonize with all there. A planet of diversity. You see, God divided us all, did he not, at the Tower of Babel, to live in different areas, and then DNA changed over a period of time. The Chinese are on the, and Orientals are on the east. The white folk, the fair skin, Japheth is north of the one earth that we had then. And middle was Shem, Middle East, bronze skin, big lips, and hair like wool. How about that? And then further south, Ham was all black because of where they are in the location on the earth in the ley lines, changed the DNA. So God divided us all. Why did he do that? Why did he change the languages and divide us all? So we wouldn't plot together against him as it did the Tower of Babel. To still live in harmony, but not come together. But still live together in harmony. So divided. So then what Satan did was cause wars to happen. Order out of chaos. So now they have achieved bringing everybody together as one bloodline, a diverse cultures together like they were before the Tower of Babel. That's what it's all about. And that's specifically the purpose of the North American continent as a new Atlantis. That's why they brought all the cultures in one location on the North American continent. That's always been the purpose since 1492. It started in the year 1400. 1425, they started doing the planning. Took them 70 years. And by one generation, they were ready to go with an avatar by the name of Columbus to start the ball rolling called Exploring the New World. And then by the 200 years later, they brought the blacks over. So they had the blacks, the whites, Indians, Mexicans. Let's bring everybody over. And that was why they've made the United States the diverse culture it is, to set this new Atlantis up. I got a quote from FDR, slap dab, confirming that just as sure as I'm sitting here. I read part of the quote before we run out of time here, and I continue tomorrow. March 4th, 1939. He said behind closed doors and three congressional committees, I read part of it. Quote, part of the quote is, begin quote, to hell with American people as far as the democracy is concerned. It does not exist. It never did. And we will never let it happen that way. I am going to crush business. Now listen, quote, infest America with all the aliens possible. And the last analysis, declare martial law and confiscate everything I need for a true and forceful dictatorship. Unquote. FDR. March 4th, 1939, behind closed doors, in front of three congressional committees. Witness was Senator Lundeen, L-U-N-D-E-E-N. He gave this quote and from his diary to William G. Carr in 1950s to put in his book, and he put it there, Red Fog Over America, 1955, first edition. It's all there. Any questions? Now, I'm not done. Tomorrow, part two. And I'm going to focus on the fallen angels. I laid the groundwork today to a certain extent. And I'm going to continue on with a quote by Sananda. And he will bring on the Antichrist. Family, we're close. Now, this thing about this moon thing, this eclipses, Hagee and Mark Blitz are full of mud. There's no four moons. Blood moons is baloney. It's simply eclipses that they're turning iron into gold by alchemy. They're painting over it, gold painting. There's only one moon that's turned red, and that's in the sixth seal. Revelation 6, 12 to 17. Only one. And the 7 years hadn't even begun yet, and there's only one. I guess Hagee is misleading tens of thousands and doesn't have a clue about Scripture. I'm telling you that right now. And Blitz, too. Because there's no four blood moons. They're lying to you. You see? Deceivers. Family, that King James Bible overrides everything they say. You will find only one blood moon that's significant in the end times events. And let me tell you, those two don't establish any prophecy whatsoever. Only the Holy Spirit does. And the King James Bible tells you, slap dab, what's going to happen. Exactly according to God's plan and not humankind's plan. Revelation 6, 12 to 17, it's all right there. Sun's black as sackcloth and the moon is blood. That's it. You don't see no four in there. Now, can they make something happen in those eclipses? Sure they can. Supernatural whiz-bang smoke and mirrors and harp. Star Wars, whatever, nonsense. Microchips, technology. Oh, yeah, they can do that. It's a fake. Family, get ready. Seek Jesus Christ as your Savior. Christians, you're going to be persecuted. They were before the Roman Catholic Church, 325 A.D., 40 to 50 years after, too. They're being persecuted today. This is no game. This is no funny thing. It's getting serious. And the demonic realm is coming out of the woodwork like crazy. And the fallen angels of different levels are taking bodies. They're starting to appear. The drugs enhances it, the possession. That's what the drugs are for. Speak in the name of Jesus Christ when these things happen. That's your weapon. Not a 25-millimeter man-pack weapon or, I don't know, spray dust or something another or an M16 or whatever. A cross holding it up or your garlic around your neck, a silver bullet, copper bullet. Or whatever is not going to do it. Speak in the name of Jesus is going to do it. And not Sananda, and not Yeshua, and not Yahweh. Jehovah is his name. His son is Jesus. And that's the only one that's going to work. Family, get ready. Put on the full armor of God. Live each day in truth. Because that day is coming. When? Don't know. They could placate. You could have praying people out there, and God let it go another decade. They're not in control. You had some priest was saying that, oh yeah, a Catholic priest taught that he can command Jesus Christ down from heaven onto the altar. That's what they're talking about is witchcraft. And that's the Jesuits. What they're talking about is invoking Sananda Emmanuel. Uh-huh. That's what they're talking about here. They ain't talking about Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Now, can they command or invoke Sananda Emmanuel, the fake Jesus, from heaven? Oh, sure can. It's called possession. It's called manifestation. They've been doing it all along in the first place. Now they're making it public. And they lose. They've lost already. Whose side you're going to be on? The Savior or these fallen angels? I'm going to talk more about fallen angels tomorrow. And some news and so forth. Externalization of the hierarchy, Alice Bailey. That's what we're talking about here. Y'all have a good night. Now, tonight, 9 to 11, I'll be on Revelation Radio Network. You can also listen to me 9 to 11 on my own channel here as well. 9 to 11 tonight, Eastern Standard Time. To remind you that we're played randomly at highportradio.net, highportradio.net. He plays randomly our broadcast and Bible studies. And KBLU Radio also plays us simulcast on occasion or recorded. KBLU Radio plays us as well. Blue Raven Network, KBLU Radio. And John Kirkler, he's got three stations up, so give him a hand there, those of you in Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey, highportradio.net. My website, watchmanforjesus.com, and family, you have a great night. We went over about 4 minutes, but, you know, it's recorded. So y'all have a great night, and tomorrow we're going to hit the ground running again. And I'm going to come up more about the fallen angels tomorrow, and we'll talk about them. So you have a great night. We'll see you all tonight at 9 or tomorrow at 4 o'clock on my broadcast. Good night. God bless. And this is The Watchman signing off. Good night, God bless, and the program will continue its 24-hour loop as soon as I sign off. Signing off. Good night.